The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk
with Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Let's talk about the hospitality industry and the pace at which they are reopening. We know that hotels, guest houses, B&Bs and the likes, they are going to reopen for dining, including indoor dining for guests on the 2nd of June. Several days later, cafes and restaurants will be able to open their doors, but only for outdoor dining, not for indoor dining. That will come later, not until July at the earliest, it appears. And this discrepancy is apparently leaving some business owners with staffing issues. Paul Trevaux is the owner of Trevaux's Restaurant in Killarney, and he joins me now. Paul, what are the staffing issues that you and your colleagues face?
I think, like, well, it's more than just a staffing issue. It's the bigger picture here. I mean, we did everything we were supposed to do for the last 2-3 months. We were told we were going to have the plan going into May, June and July and going forward as to, you know, how things are going to reopen. And today I'm sitting here saying to you, I still have no idea when we're going to be open. And the restaurants have no idea and bars have no idea when they're going to be able to open.
Is it not the, for outdoor dining, the 7th of June?
Yeah, but I mean, like, all we have to do is, like I said this back in February, I said, listen to the way the people are talking here, the powers that be are talking here. They're talking about an outdoor summer. All you have to do is look outside the window. There was hailstones and sleet in Killarney today. So, I mean, and I said it in February, and I'm going to say it again today, and I'll say it till the day I die. The outdoor narrative that they're trying to push on us is absolutely ludicrous and should be dropped immediately. It's insane. It just simply can't be done. There's about 80% of restaurants and bars who have absolutely no facility to do it. They shouldn't even be entertained. We shouldn't even be talking about this. But the fact that they're driving on with this is that it's now that hotels can open up beforehand. And don't get me wrong, I am delighted hotels are opening up. I'm absolutely over the moon for that they can do it. However, the fact that we still don't know. So picture yourself, you work for me, Kieran. Let's make it very easy. You work for me and you come up to me and say, what's the story? When are we back? Right now, I have to say to you, I actually don't know. And then he says, right, well, I tell you what, there's a hotel is after they're offering me a job because they're available to open up from the start of June.
Yeah.
What should I do? What do you think you should do? Of course you're going to go work in the hotels.
Yes.
So what the government have done now is they have created a division within the hospitality industry, all of their own accord, not the restaurants, not the bars, not the hotels doing, because these guys in government have absolutely no clue what they're doing. And I will say that until we get open. The government making the decisions have no idea what they're at with the reopening.
Is it not a case that Tony Houlihan and Micheál Martin and everybody else, that they realise that the main street in Killarney isn't going to turn into the Ramblas in Barcelona or anything, and that, you know, outdoor will only work for certain periods of time for certain restaurants, but that while indoor dining is unsafe for all of those restaurants, at least give people something? It mightn't suit everyone, but better have, you said it won't suit 80% of places. Better that 20% of places are doing some business than 100% are doing nothing.
Well, we could have that argument, or we could have the argument about saying, how about we do 50% indoor dining with all our windows open, having the exact same airflow as it is outdoors. So at least if you're going to freeze yourself, you can freeze yourself indoors, and we can have people indoors from the same house, eating away in restaurants, having a pint away in a bar. And we say, look, lads, if you take the proverbial with this, we're just going to shut you down for a day or two or a week or whatever. But I mean, so a simple question, you're having lunch outside my restaurant today, because I'd be able to fit probably 6 to 8 people outside my restaurant. And you're literally on the main road. That's me just doing it as a token gesture to show people we're trying our best to do something. And all of a sudden your steak sandwich arrives out from Trevaux's restaurant, and all of a sudden it starts to lash hailstones. That's what happened today about 10 times. And in
put up an umbrella
later, which you can't, but you're on the road. But in true Irish style, there wasn't a cloud in the sky and it was still lashing rain. So what happens? Do you get up and leave? Do I bring you indoors? Do you run away and say, look, I can't pay for that because I can't eat it, it's wet?
So, I'm going to Killarney actually at the end of June, and I would love to go for a steak sandwich in Trevaux's. But if there does look like there's potential hailstones, Paul, in all likelihood, I'll probably just go somewhere where there is an umbrella.
Well, yeah, but you see, but like that's what I'm saying, that most people can't do it. I'll tell you what you're most likely going to do, what most Irish people are going to do. Our government cannot give us an answer as to when we're going to be eating indoors, which means for June and possibly all of July, because there was rumours the end of July and it could be the 5th of July. Nobody knows what date it is because they still can't give us an answer. However, from the 1st of July, it looks like you'd be able to fly to Spain or Portugal. So the Irish people are going to turn around, and I don't blame them because I do the exact same thing myself. I'm going to say, do you know what? I really want to support Ireland. I really want to stay at home. I really want to help the small guy who's been struggling for the last 14 months. But you know what? I just don't know if they're going to be open. So we go down to Spain or Portugal for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The tourism industry in this country is about to be absolutely decimated. And I don't want to be turning around saying in July, the end of July or the end of August, I told you so. I'm trying to do something about it now. Like last year, when we still haven't had an apology, an admission that they were wrong, or any form of compensation to the publicans of this country who the government treated like absolute disgrace, when they turned around and said, you have your portion of chicken nuggets, the virus knows you're safe, it's not going to go near you. They've now turned out and they've scrapped that, but they still won't admit they were wrong. But now they've replaced it because the virus actually wasn't that smart to know you're eating. However, it knows if you're staying the night. That's what these guys are saying to us. And in 12 months' time...
Well, I don't think it's that. I think that the issue about people staying the night is just the number of premises there are.
No, I tell you what the issue is.
Isn't that like, I just think, where I am is a tourist area as well, like Killarney, where I live in Kilkenny, and that there's plenty of hotels and they'll be open for business and people will be able to dine indoors before they'll be able to have a pint or eat indoors anywhere else in town. But there's an awful lot more options in terms of eating and drinking indoors in town compared to restaurants, and that's why, or compared to hotels, and that's why only the hotels are open. That's the argument that Stephen Donnelly would make. He's made it here on this show.
I wouldn't take anything from what Stephen Donnelly would argue, because he'd argue with himself. Leo Varadkar said in the Shannon, and this is quote unquote saying, that there's no scientific proof to say that it's any safer eating in a restaurant as it is in a hotel restaurant. However, hotels have been doing it since day one, that if you stayed in a hotel, that they'd feed you in the hotel. But apparently when restaurants opened 1,000 years ago, we sold monkeys for the first 200 years. What the hell did they think we were doing from day one? We've been serving people. We've been doing it just as safe. Last year, every restaurateur, every cafe, every publican that could opened their doors and took care of all the people to the best of their ability, with next to no cases related to getting happening inside in any of the restaurants or bars. And today we're still...
Well, we don't really contact trace the source. So we don't really know where cases come from. You know, they all go down as kind of family breakouts and breakouts in the home, but we never ask who's the Typhoid Mary in the house.
Yeah, absolutely. So now, the reason why we're going to struggle for staff is hotel are going to hoover up, first of all, any staff that's available. And I don't blame any staff saying, look, I need to get a job. I need to get my livelihood back. So of course they're going to do it. That means they're gone for the restaurants, the bars and the cafes from the summer whenever they do let us open up.
All right.
There's a lot of foreign staff who've gone home. And with the greatest respect, and I don't want anybody texting, pay your staff properly and they wouldn't leave you. I mean, the reality is that my staff are with me for 10, 15, 20 years. So that's not an issue. Of course, there's some staff on minimum wage, but there's a lot of hotel staff or restaurant staff that are on a much higher salary.
Yeah.
A lot of foreigners are gone home and they're staying at home because the PUP is almost the monthly salary back home.
Yeah. All right.
Well, so that's another issue. And the other issue is that before...
Go on, a final issue, go on.
Yeah, that before we even got today, a lot of staff have changed professions. Because guess what? Even though George Lee would like to attribute it all to the pubs in this country, for the last 14
poor
months,
old George,
they
he's not here
open.
To defend himself.
Yeah, I know, but nobody seems to challenge him whether he's there anyway. So he's allowed to say whatever he wants. So it's really frustrating. That's all I'll say, Karen. It is really frustrating. And this hospitality industry is in for serious, serious trouble in the coming months.
I'm Paul Trevo, owner of Trevo's Restaurant in Killarney. When I'm staying down in the Castle Ross, Paul, I promise, even if there's hailstones and you're serving steak sandwiches, I'll stop by.